I rang it then. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are in debt to Squire Stemp for an additional $600. Mr. Blair, their lawyer on the baby's gold mine case, informed them that he needed to hire two mining experts to sneak into the mine and make some tests to determine if it really is worthless, as Mrs. Logan's lawyer claims. The Squire advanced the money for this, but Lum went to the county seat bank today to borrow enough money to repay Squire. As we look around the little community today, we find that Lum has just returned from his trip to the bank.
They wouldn't make you no loan, huh?
No, I don't understand it. That's the first time I've ever been turned down to that bank.
Well, what reason did they give for not letting you have the money loan?
Well, they claimed I'd get myself a bad reputation.
Bad reputation?
Yeah, they said I had just wrote some checks to Squire Skimp that weren't no good.
Oh.
He said if it hadn't been for Squire, I'd have got myself in a lot of trouble over it.
Well, I thought Squire said he called up the bank and told him not to let that check of yours go through.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but more than likely he never called him up in time.
Yeah, I'll bound you he never called him up at all, if you want my old thing.
Oh, no, he called him up all right, because he fixed it some way.
He did.
But not quick enough to keep me from getting a bad reputation.
Huh.
And another thing is that I didn't pay my bills. Claimed I owed that Mr. Douglas over here some money for selling that truck Cedric bought.
For their land's sake. Now, reckon how they knowed about that.
I don't know, but they found out somewhere.
Huh.
Them bank fellers knows everything. I hate and despise them.
Well, here, what are we going to do now, Lum? Squire was expecting us to pay him back that money today, wasn't he?
Yeah, I told him I'd sure enough have the money today. The fact is, I figured on borrowing up in the bank to pay back both the $500 he paid out for a lawyer and the $600 for them experts.
Experts?
Yeah, them fellas that was going to sneak into the mine at night and make some tests to see if there's any more gold there.
Oh, yeah. I still don't see, though, why we ought to have to pay them $600 just for doing that.
Well, Mr. Blair, the attorney, claims they wouldn't do it for less on account of it being so risky.
Risky?
Yeah, you see, if Ms. Logan catches them in our mine, or what she claims is her mine, she can have them arrested and thrown in the penitentiary.
Oh, well, I'd hate to see that happen to them.
I hope they don't discover that mine ain't got no more gold in it. Because then me and you have just spent $1,100 for nothing.
Yeah.
We ain't spent that much, actual, but we owe it to Squire.
Well, now, if we get the mine away from Ms. Logan and give it back to little Charlie, will we get any of that $1,100 back, Lum?
Oh, yeah, natural. The baby's estate will pay us back.
Yeah, well, huh?
Yeah, more than likely they'll want to pay us extra for doing such good work.
Yeah.
We won't take it.
Well, take it.
No, all we're interested in doing is getting the baby everything that's coming to him.
Oh, yeah, sure. We ain't going to let nobody take nothing away from little Charlie, no, sir.
I wish you'd quit calling him little Charlie. That ain't his name.
Well, that's the one I like, anyway.
Little Lum, I like that better.
I like Charlie better.
Of course, now, after we get his mine running in good shape, we might look around the Black Hills and open up a little gold mine of our own.
One of our own, huh?
Yeah, get one right close to the baby's mine so we could run both of them at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Dog is just... Wait a minute. There comes Squire.
I hate to tell him we can't pay him that money.
Well, gentlemen.
Well,
howdy,
Squire.
Well, I just stopped in on my way over to Pulsover's Lum. I'm sort of expecting to hear from D.W. this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes, you see, I wired him at $600 yesterday, and then last night he wired back to tell me that he'd hired the two mining experts and that they're going right to work.
Well, that's good. They went in the mine last night, huh?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, I hope they find a lot of gold.
Yes, me too. Well, I figure if they were able to make any tests, by D.W. will send me the results. So, I guess I better get on over there and see if there's any word come in yet.
Well, just a minute, Squire. There's something I ought to tell you.
Yeah, what's that, Lum?
Well, I'm feared I can't pay you back that money right away.
Oh, tut tut, Lum.
I went into the county seat today to get a loan at the bank, and they turned me down.
Turned you down?
Yeah. Flat. Said it was on account of that check of mine you sent to the bank by mistake.
Why, they're scoundrels. Why, they can't do that. I told them that was an accident. Explain the whole thing to them.
Well, they said you fixed it up some way for us, but they still wouldn't give me no loan.
By Jove, I never heard of anything like that before. I have a good notion to discontinue doing my banking there. They're scoundrels.
Well, anyway, that's the reason we can't pay you now.
Well, now, don't you let that worry you for a minute, Lum.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, Squire, but we don't feel right about it. I can't help but worry some.
Well, now, I tell you what you can do, Lum. Just to ease your conscience and make you feel better about it, I'll let you sign a note for the full amount if you'd like to.
Yeah, will you do that, Squire?
Why, yes, yes.
Any that'll do it.
Well, personally, I'd rather just take your word, Lum, but now if you want to sign a note, why, that's the thing to do if it'll make you feel any better. Let's see, I should have a promissory note blank in my papers here somewhere. She has an insurance policy, a rate book, property dues, subdivision map, letter from J.P. Morgan. Here we are, yes, promissory note, yes. Just sign on the bottom there, Lum, and I'll fill out the rest of it.
Yeah, all right, sir. Hand me that pen there, Abner.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see now. This will be for $1,100, won't it?
Yeah, that's right, Squire.
Not that it matters much to me, but I just think we should keep the record straight as all.
Well, there you are, Squire. All fine.
Yes, all right, Lum. Now, don't you men worry about this at all. Just forget it until after you get the mine back. There'll be plenty of time to discuss it then.
Yeah, well, much obliged, Squire. You don't know how much of a help you are to.
Oh, cut that, Lum. Think nothing of it. Well, I better get on over to the post office. If I hear anything, well, I'll be right back, man.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Doggy, that's a awful big note you signed there, ain't it, Lum?
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
It sure is, $1,100.
But I don't know what else we could do. And I don't feel like we're under so much obligation to the Squire this way.
No. Of course, we still got to pay him the money, though.
Yeah, but... Oh, wait a minute. There's a grandpap.
Grandpap? Well, I do know. Well, howdy, grandpap.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
How are you today?
Hey, you fellas hear about Cedric?
About Cedric?
Yeah, he's got himself a gold mine.
All that.
Yes, sir. Genuine gold mine. 14 carats, he says.
Huh.
He's president of it. Funny you fellas ain't heard about it yet. It's all over town.
Well, we knowed about it, Grandpap. It's all a mistake.
And I always knowed Cedric can make a success out of himself. Always knowed it. President of a gold mine at his age.
Oh.
At his age. Reminds me of Curtis McCook. You recollect Curtis, don't you, Abner?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, yeah, Cherry Hill boy. You recollect him, don't you, Lum?
No, I don't believe I do, Grandpap.
Had one awful big ear. Had awful big ear. His mama never let him go outdoors during a high wind at all. Good stiff breeze would blow him around in circles.
Oh, Grandpap, sassy friend.
It would. Sir Curtis had a lot of get up and go to him, though. He wanted to make a success out of himself the worst way, so he went to Gary, Indiana, and taken up miniature golf.
Miniature golf?
Yes, sir. Taking it right up. And he got to be a champion of the whole state of Indiana.
Well.
So then he got big ideas in his head and moved to Chicago. And right there is where he made his mistake.
What mistake?
Why, them Chicago winds just blowed Curtis around like a top.
Huh.
He couldn't hit a golf ball to save his life. Lost every game he played. And 3 weeks later, he died of a broke heart.
What's that got to do with Cedric?
Huh?
I say, what's that got to do with Cedric?
Cedric Weehunt, you mean?
Yeah.
See, I just heard something about him. He bought a gold mine.
Oh, my.
A genuine gold mine, 14 carats, he said. I always knowed Cedric can make a success out of himself, knowed it. He reminds me of a boy I used to know over Cherry Hill, Curtis McCook.
I know his mom. Look there. That squire running across the street there. He must have heard something from them lawyers.
Granny, he must have.
Yeah, sure the way.
Did I ever tell you fellas about Curtis? Had one great big ear. His mama never let him go out in the highway.
Be quiet, Grandpap. We ain't interested. We're busy.
Well, come on in, Squire. Did you hear something from Mr. Blair?
Yes, I did, Lum. I got a telegram, and I'm afraid it's bad news, too. I'm afraid it is.
Bad news?
Yes, Lum. Uh-huh. I hate to tell you.
Did them experts find out the mine weren't no good?
Well, no. Well, as a matter of fact, Lum, he didn't know what they found out because they're in jail.
They're in jail?
Yes.
Well, what kind of fellas did we hire anyway?
Well, it seems that they were caught, Lum, in the mine, and Ms. Logan has had them arrested for trespassing.
Oh.
Yes, got them both locked up in jail, and their bail has been set at
$5,000. $5,000?
Yes. And BW advises that you bail them out as quick as possible, too.
advises that we bail him.
Yes, wants you to do it right away, Lum.
Granny, Squire, you know we ain't got that much money. Fact is, we're almost broke. You know that.
Yes, I know it, Lum. I know it. But you better raise it somehow and do it quick. With those men in jail, you won't have a chance in the world to win this case, Lum.
That's right, Ann.
Yes, it is. And furthermore, you better do it to save yourselves.
Save ourselves?
Why, yes. You see, inasmuch as these men that were hired by you to do this job, Lum, why, you're just as guilty as they are.
Yeah.
Why, yes, you are. And if you don't bail them out, why, they'll more likely start talking and tell that you hired them. And first thing you know, you're liable to find yourself right in jail with them.